Growing up without growing apart can be difficult for anyone. We're going to talk now with three people who have managed to do it. They've been making music together since they were children and become mega stars in the process. I'm talking about the band The XX.
Say something loving. I just don't remember the thrill of affection.
The trio is Rami Madley Croft, Oliver Sim, and Jamie Smith. The two singers, Rami and Oliver, met in preschool in a London suburb when they were only 3 years old.
They had like music classes, and I remember sharing a xylophone with Rami in that music class. And I've also got pictures of it, so I'm sure I'm building memories off a picture.
There's one of us standing on a bench as if we're sort of on a stage, and Oliver's on the side that he stands on and I'm on the side that I stand on, which is quite a beautiful coincidence, I think.
The two of them met Jamie when they were much older, 11.
We met on the induction day before school even started, and we were in the same art class and we were sat next to each other.
There you go. Yeah. I don't remember the specifics.
I remember exactly.
It's so handy. Oliver's memory is just so helpful to us all.
As adults, the awards have rolled in. Their first album sold millions of copies and inspired other bands. And all three of them have changed. Jamie released a solo album. Oliver gave up drinking. Rami got engaged. Now the group has a new album coming out next week called I See You.
Just your love. Just your shadow. Just your voice.
I wanted to know how these three have managed to grow up without growing apart. Turns out it's a lot like any long-term relationship.
We've probably spent more time together than we have done with our own families in this in the past 5 years.
This is Jamie. When I was starting out a new school and Rami and Oliver had come to a new school as well, I don't think I wanted to hang out with that many people. There were only a few people there that I liked. So I was quite happy just to stay us. I think just keeping your closest friends around is the best.
I think it's easy for people to assume that one grows up and remains friends easily. But, I mean, when I look at the lyrics to your songs, it doesn't sound like it's been easy at all.
I don't know where I went wrong. Tell me, should I see someone?
Rami, you wrote a song called Test Me on this new album. Is it about each other?
Well, I guess I kind of feel like we've got to a place where we're comfortable to say that that specific song is about each other. In the past, we've really not wanted to share the sort of ins and outs of what the songs mean to us, because as fans of music, we've really loved having the lyrics of other people's songs as our own and fitting them into our lives. But with a song like that, it sort of just came out, I guess, that was written by me about a sort of a hard time in our friendship. Between Oliver and I, at a time when all three of us were quite distant from each other emotionally and geographically.
I'll take it out on you. It's easier than talking it through. Test me, see if I stay.
It was very cathartic to write it, and it sort of represents a new time of us actually talking about things rather than just pushing them down, and I think it was a good thing.
Do you think that's one of the things that's enabled you not to split apart, is the decision to talk about things rather than push them down?
I think that we have really struggled with talking about things. On one hand, knowing each other for so long, I think you build up this sort of intuition, which is incredible when making music, and there's so many times we don't even have to talk and it sort of is understood. But I think in terms of our personal lives, you can almost end up assuming things about each other. We've had to really work at that. But I think that writing the songs, sometimes we would say things to each other in the music before we could say it to each other.
If I'm beating every hand away, no one stays. I've got so cautious,
Songs Like a Violent Noise, definitely. It's one of the earliest songs on the album. I wrote it while we were still touring Coexist, so it was...
The previous album, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of a big thing that I've been sort of facing is adulthood. We've spent most of our 20s just really go. And then coming home from and kind of wrapping up our second album was our first opportunity to kind of be still and be home. And I think just this age of 25, 26, 27 is quite a fight or flight, really kind of dealing with yourself age.
At the risk of getting too personal, and if you'd rather not discuss this, that's fine. Oliver, is this a song about sobriety?
Maybe the beginnings, because it was at a point where I was still kind of fighting my side that I was still drinking successfully. It's just kind of the idea of, you know, am I celebrating or am I escaping?
Not too feet. Am I too high? Am I too proud? Is the music too loud for me to hear? Now I go out, but every beat is a violent noise. Dries my eye, with every beat comes a violent noise.
When you perform on stage, there is such an intimacy that comes across listening to the music, watching you perform. It's obviously not a romantic intimacy. Oliver and Rami, you're both gay. How would you describe what that intimacy is?
I mean, I guess one thing that comes to mind, which is maybe, I think there's like so much support and confidence that comes from the three of us being up there together. And that's informed the way that we perform. When Oliver started moving a bit more, you know, when I realized that, that sort of encouraged me to start doing it. And then Jamie started moving. And then the fact that we're all there together, I think that that's something that I really cherish.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Rami Madley Croft, Oliver Sim, and Jamie Smith are The XX. The new album is called I See You. I thought I had you.